bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Utah have released more details about the man who they say shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk Wednesday at Utah Valley University. ABC's Matt Gutman says authorities believe the 22-year-old Tyler Robinson arrived on campus several hours before the shooting and changed his clothes.
Police say before the shooting, Robinson appears to walk with a stiff right leg, and that his ability to bend his right leg appears to be restricted. Law enforcement sources believe Robinson was hiding his long gun under his clothing, which explains why he was walking that way.
He'll appear in court Tuesday. Authorities in Chicago say an ICE agent pulled over a vehicle Friday and the driver took off, dragging the agent who shot and killed the driver. Homeland Security says the officer is in stable condition. Missouri lawmakers approved a new congressional map more favorable to Republicans, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio heading to Israel, where strikes on high-rises in Gaza continue. This is ABC News. The FAA has slapped Boeing with a $3.1 million fine for safety violations, as ABC's Alex Stone explains.
It's the maximum civil penalty allowed under federal law. The FAA saying it found hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing 737 factory in Renton, Washington, and at its subcontractor, Spirit AeroSystems 737 factory in Wichita, Kansas. The alleged violations occurred between September of 2023 and February of 2024 and included the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout when the door flew off in flight. Boeing telling ABC News it's reviewing the proposed penalty and has strengthened its safety culture. Alex Stone, ABC News.
City officials in Billings, Montana said that workers in an animal shelter had to go to the hospital after drugs were being burned in the incinerator at the shelter and 2 pounds of methamphetamine smoke was sucked back into the building. That shelter's closed pending tests. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's civic media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community, and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A survey from the Century Foundation reveals that in Wisconsin and across the country, people are spending significant time worrying about their finances as they struggle to make ends meet. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The Foundation's Angela Hanks says respondents are also concerned changes to government policies might exacerbate their financial challenges. She says more than 80% of those surveyed worry about grocery costs, and about 50% are stressed about rent and mortgage payments. Two-thirds wouldn't be able to cover an unexpected medical expense.
We also asked what people are doing in this environment to make ends meet. And one of the more startling findings was that 1 in 4 had skipped meals in the last year to save money.
That includes roughly 1 in 10 Wisconsinites who experience food insecurity. The survey also found that more than 35% of respondents were tapping into savings and using credit cards to pay bills, and about 30% were taking on debt just to cover basic needs. Hanks emphasizes the economic unease transcends party lines. Hanks notes the survey highlights particular concern about the effects of President Trump's policies, with nearly 80% of respondents worried about tariffs raising prices. 75% of respondents fear a possible recession. Hanks emphasizes people feel economic changes in their everyday lives before they appear in official economic indicators, but recent measures seem to reinforce the unease. Hank contends that the policies of the past 7 months are not set in stone and says policymakers should seriously reconsider approaches to health care, food assistance, and tariffs. She emphasizes needed investments in families, a rollback of enacted cuts, and increased efforts to ensure Americans can have stable lives without facing such severe economic insecurity. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Tom Hanks once said, quote, "A hero is somebody who voluntarily walks into the unknown," end quote. Luckily, there are heroes all around us, and this issue's cover story features some of those considered our local heroes. Learn why they were recently honored by the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. What they told me about putting someone else's needs first will make you believe that everyday heroes really do exist. Our Amanda Nimmer is a local hero. She's been the squeaky wheel in her neighborhood working to improve safety. And in her commentary this week, she's encouraging you to speak up as well. We also have stories on the way disaster relief volunteers are working to make a difference in a time of climate change. Pete Schwabba has a classic hero in the classic cinema pick of the week. And speaking of Pete, recently Deandra Marie made an appearance on his show, and we had the interview, and she sings her song called Scary Close. We kick off this edition of New Wisco Weekend with a mom who is using her voice to shine a light on school safety. The timing is right, too. I mean, the kids just went back to the classroom this week. Terry Barr shares her heroic message and why she hopes it spreads across the state.
She is a wife. She's a mom. She's a piano tuner by trade and also a singer-songwriter. You know, we're going to focus on a little bit of all of it, but first I just want to introduce you to Marta Hansen. Marta has some really special projects she's working on, and I am so happy to have her here with me today to tell us all about it. Hi, Marta.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
This is really quite incredible. You know, you have taken a very strong stand against violence in our schools. And I'm just going to start right here and say, tell me about your thoughts and feelings when it comes to this.
I have, for quite a few years at this point, volunteered with an organization called Moms Demand Action. There's millions of volunteers nationwide. I decided that I had had enough, and I wanted to use my voice to change our gun laws and make our schools and public places safer places to be. And through this organization, I really learned a lot about truly how many tangible things we could be doing that we're just not doing. I want to be part of changing that and making our places safer and kids safer and everyone safer from gun violence. And, you know, I'm a musician and I write songs and I write songs that things that matter to me. And this matters to me a lot. All people and all kids are all our kids. So we should be protecting all of them, not just mine, but everyone's. I've trying to use my creativity and my music and my art as advocacy as well. That's how the song came about.
You took school shootings head on with the song Bang Bang, and now you are taking it to the next level. So why? What are you hoping can happen with this song and now a video?
I've long wanted to do a video for it because I feel like the song itself is powerful, but I feel like having a story, a visual story to go along with the song is a way that I can cast a wider net. I want this song to be able to feel what a parent and child feels like in that moment of when you send them off to school, it's a normal day, and then in a blink, it's not. My hope is that this song and this video will be a catalyst for people to feel that a little bit more deeply and want to join organizations like Moms Demand Action, like to get in there and feel like, you know what, I've had enough too. I know everyone cares, but I want people to take that one extra step from caring to action.
Thank you so much for sharing, and we all look forward to seeing the video. As I let you go and say thank you again, let's take a listen to your song, Bang Bang.
Learn more about Marta, her music, and when the video for this powerful song is coming out by going to her website, martahansenmusic.com. As we continue now with our look at local heroes at New Wisco Weekend, some would say that the Wisconsin State Patrol could be considered heroes. All police officers are considered heroes. Police officers, firefighters, first responders. But the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents right now of their September Law of the Month. It's rail safety. We have 3,300 miles of active train tracks in Wisconsin, with nearly 4,000 railway crossings. State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says drivers and pedestrians should always expect a train at each rail crossing and make safe choices to avoid track tragedies. It's against state law to drive around lowered crossing gates or crossing closely to an approaching train. Never stop on the tracks and stay behind the painted lines on the road when waiting for a crossing train. When we talk about being your own hero here at New Wisco Weekend, we're not just talking about those who seem to have superhuman strength and rush into a burning building to save a baby or a dog or a cat or another person. We're not just talking about mothers who find the strength to lift a car. We're not just talking about those who do these dramatic feats. We're also talking about the people who speak up. Speaking up can make you a hero. Here's Amanda Nimmer with this week's commentary.
This week I got interviewed to be on the news. There has been an incident in my neighborhood since I've moved here almost 7 years ago. And that incident rather incidents, is cars crashing on my intersection. See, I live in a corner house, and our area in Manitowoc has unmarked intersections, which means there's no stop signs, no yields, there is nothing. Now, they teach you in driver's ed when you come across an unmarked intersection, the person to your right has the right of way. However, not everyone remembers every single thing they're taught in driver's ed, due to the fact that most cities have either yields or stop signs. But not Manitowoc, not in this area. And what makes matters worse is there is a high school 3 blocks one way, an elementary school 2 blocks the other way, and children and pedestrians walking everywhere. And yet I've lived here almost, not quite yet, almost 7 years. And there have been 7 car crashes at my intersection. Now, I know you guys heard me rant about this before. And you're like, well, it seems the theme this week is being a hero. Are you saying you're a hero? No, I'm giving an example. I'm giving an example of how saying something, doing something, makes you closer to that definition of being a hero. See, we did go through proper channels. We did all the right things, but nobody responded. We were told it's not a problem. It'll create more confusion to put up signs. And so we waited. And another crash happened. And then another crash happened. We spoke up again. And nothing. And then another crash happened. And then this crash happened. 7. And we're tired of not being heard. So what did we do? We got loud. We talked with our neighbors. And we all got loud. We started a petition. And that's how I landed up on the news this week. We just want a safe neighborhood. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting a safe area for children, pedestrians, and all the dogs walking around can feel safe and not have to constantly wonder, is it going to happen right now? What's wrong with that? So here's the tidbit, guys. In situations like these, people give up. They say it is what it is. Idiot drivers. People not remembering driver's ed. They'll want to blame your fence. They'll want to blame a tree. They want to just simply ignore it. Because for some reason, they don't want to spend the money, the time, or the effort on these things. But to others, this is an opportunity. An opportunity, do you see, to not stop talking about it. This isn't just about intersections. This isn't just about my neighborhood. This is about so many things going wrong all around us. And to those of you who just don't stop talking about it, who don't stop bringing it up, who don't stop pointing it out, the lack of safety, the lack of concern, the lack of fear surrounding our kids, our families, and our future. Talking about it makes you a hero. Staying silent, while in some cases maybe the most beneficial, depending whose company you're in, isn't always the best practice. So how can you be a hero? You talk about it. Don't yell about it. You don't preach about it. You simply have a conversation. And starting there, with calm, collective words, in someone else's eyes, you're the bravest son of a gun they've ever seen. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
There's still more ahead, and when we come back, we have Pete Schwab's Classic Cinema Pick of the Week and our cover story on the American Red Cross's local heroes. Meanwhile, a study by the Journal of Social Psychology looked into who is usually more heroic. It reports 80% of those considered heroes are men and describes them as typically having a higher tolerance and less fear when taking risks in dangerous situations to help another person. This is New Wisco Weekend.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, 9 lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank.
join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend on your local Civic Media radio stations, WISS in Oshkosh and WGBW in Green Bay. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Here's Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
In keeping with this week's New Wisco Weekend theme of being your own hero, this week's classic movie pick celebrates one of the most famous heroic characters ever to grace the silver screen. I'm not talking about Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman. I'm talking about a hero whose greatest superpowers are his intellect, compassion, and courage, and that is Atticus Finch. Gregory Peck plays this legal hero in the film To Kill a Mockingbird. The film, based on Harper Lee's novel of the same name, is considered one of the greatest movies of all time. The character of Atticus Finch is wonderfully brought to life by Gregory Peck. Many movie polls list Atticus Finch as the greatest hero in movie history. Atticus is a widowed single father to son Jem and daughter Scout, and a lawyer in small-town Alabama during the Depression. The film was shot in 1962, just before civil rights legislation came to be, but was set in 1932. A grown-up version of Scout provides the narration for this film as she recalls her adventures with her brother and their friend Dill. They are also fascinated with childlike wonder at their father's work, especially after he causes controversy by defending Tom Robinson, a black man accused of sexually assaulting a white girl, which causes much of the town to turn on the Finch family. But that does not deter Atticus, an intensely principled person and lawyer, from doing what he believes is right. In addition to being loyal to the law, Atticus is measured and thoughtful. When you pair that with Gregory Peck's voice, you get a very powerful performance.
Scout, you know what a compromise is?
Bending the law?
No, it's an agreement reached by mutual consent. Now, here's the way it works. You concede the necessity of going to school. We'll keep right on reading the same every night, just as we always have. Is that a bargain?
There just didn't seem to be anyone or anything Atticus couldn't explain.
Atticus and Scout are two of the most watchable characters in the history of American cinema. In one famous scene from the film, we see the courage the Finch children have learned from their father on full display. In the scene, Atticus is guarding his client's jail cell when an angry mob shows up, appearing not to let even the respected Atticus get in their way. They ask him to turn over Tom Robinson. The intense moment is de-escalated when Jem, Scout, and Dill show up to defend Atticus, with brave innocence sending the angry mob on its way. Most movie fans are not strangers to watching courtroom dramas, but To Kill a Mockingbird Mockingbird was unique and that Gregory Peck's closing argument was all done in one 7-minute take. Playing Atticus Finch brought Gregory Peck his first and only Oscar win for Best Actor. Mockingbird is ranked number 2 on the American Film Institute's 100 Most Inspiring Movies of All Time and number 1 for all-time courtroom dramas. Regardless of trivial rankings, this week's pick is pretty much an indisputable masterpiece, where every element of filmmaking came together to form a perfect product. Not only is To Kill a Mockingbird a riveting story and masterful film, it shows how one person's heroism can be infectious and passed down to generations. So be a couch hero and check out To Kill a Mockingbird. It's this week's classic pick. For more showbiz fun and entertainment talk, tune in to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The climate is changing, and because of it, the American Red Cross is calling for help. New Wisco Weekend's meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
Natural disasters like floods, tornadoes, and even fires are hitting Wisconsin more than ever. And the American Red Cross needs help.
So there's all kinds of different opportunities, depending on how much time you have and what your interest is.
And the biggest area of volunteers that they're trying to beef up is the disaster action team.
We're noticing that the United States as a whole has been seeing more and more disasters.
That's Jennifer Warren, the regional communications director for the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. She says trained disaster responders offer immediate relief, shelter, and compassion after things like floods, fires, and other local national emergencies strike.
Your home has a fire. The fire department is there. The Red Cross also will show up and provide you, you know, with shelter, blankets. You know, if it's an apartment fire, for example, we might open like a shelter so that those people, those residents will have a place to go until they figure out the next steps.
And those shelters are open 24/7. So finding people to staff it for that long, they say, is difficult.
That shelter is open for as long as it takes to find all of the shelter residents. Like alternative housing.
She says whether you can give a day, a week, or a weekend, your time could be the difference between chaos and comfort for a local family in need.
Oh, this position is very important. I would say out of our volunteer positions, I think the greatest need that we have is for disaster action team volunteers and also for shelter volunteers.
And no previous experience is needed. Opportunities range from short-term disaster assignments to long-term leadership roles.
When somebody comes to volunteer with the Red Cross, we have them go through a series of trainings. We don't just put them out there and say, okay, go.
It's free and flexible training online right through the Red Cross website.
You have to be, I would say, compassionate. I think it's providing people with emotional support on their darkest day.
And the Red Cross has 5 chapters across the state. The Northwest chapter is at Eau Claire, the Northeast in Green Bay, North Central in Wausau, a Southwest chapter in Madison, and the headquarters located in the Southeast in Milwaukee.
And we have pulled volunteers from all 5 of our chapters to come and help out with the response to the flooding.
Volunteers and staff report the same feeling of being fulfilled while helping.
Something that you experience really touched you, like an impact moment like that. It kind of explains that's why you do what we're doing.
A response to climate change's impacts on public health and safety. Locally, lately, it's led us to seeing the first ever tornado touching down in February, a 1,000-year Milwaukee flood, with the pattern only continuing to experience more intense and frequent heavy rain events. More rivers are expected to rise, eroding soil and coastlines, washing out roads and bridges, breaking dams, overwhelming sewers, and wastewater treatment plants.
People that have gone through the Milwaukee, the flooding, they're overwhelmed, you know, and they're tired and they're looking for some help.
The yearly average for our state used to be just shy of 1.5 natural disasters. However, in the most recent 5 years, that has now spiked to 5 major events annually. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Up next on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story on the local heroes of the American Red Cross.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Utah have released more details about the man who they say shot and killed conservative activist Charlie Kirk Wednesday at Utah Valley University. ABC's Matt Gutman says authorities believe the 22-year-old Tyler Robinson arrived on campus several hours before the shooting and changed his clothes.
Police say before the shooting, Robinson appears to walk with a stiff right leg, and that his ability to bend his right leg appears to be restricted. Law enforcement sources believe Robinson was hiding his long gun under his clothing, which explains why he was walking that way.
He'll appear in court Tuesday. Authorities in Chicago say an ICE agent pulled over a vehicle Friday and the driver took off, dragging the agent who shot and killed the driver. Homeland Security says the officer is in stable condition. Missouri lawmakers approved a new congressional map more favorable to Republicans, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio heading to Israel, where strikes on high-rises in Gaza continue. This is ABC News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched. Has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, Wisconsin against the Crimson Tide in Alabama with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Holt, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. This issue focuses on heroes. And in August, five local heroes were recognized by the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross. Each of the individuals or groups honored made a positive impact on the lives of others by going above and beyond to build better communities. Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross Executive Director, Rebecca Rock. Rock Hill.
We are so grateful to have heroes in our community that are really watching out for the other people, that are there when they're needed, that are just jumping in whenever the moment calls and are taking care of our community. And I think it's important that we recognize these individuals, not just to give them recognition, but to show the community how others just step up when needed.
The American Red Cross chooses its heroes across several categories. The honorees are selected based on the degree to which their actions uphold the values of the Red Cross's humanitarian mission and leave a lasting impact on our communities. Jeff Robas is the Red Cross's Blood Services Hero for 2025. Robas lives in Algoma in Kewaunee County, and he makes it a habit to donate platelets to the Red Cross every 2 weeks for an average of 22 to 24 platelet donations every single year. And he does it for a very personal reason.
10 years ago, our daughter had cancer. She made it. It was close. And I said, I will do whatever it takes to help people with cancer. And this is one thing I can do, and I think more people can do it. And I appreciate the people. I'm one of many that are there giving platelets, and I appreciate everyone that does, because we all know somebody that has cancer, and every one of them giving platelets helps. I know blood helps, plasma helps, platelet helps, and there's just a small percentage that give platelets. And I know with my platelets, I don't know, it helps anybody with cancer. And I really, once we experienced with our daughter having cancer, I knew I had to do something.
Robas says he drives 30 minutes every 2 weeks to donate his platelets, and he has done so for a decade. 2025's disaster relief hero was nominated for helping to avoid a possible disaster before it could even begin. Dan Kane is the emergency management director for Brown County Emergency Management. He was instrumental in preparing the greater Green Bay area for the massive influx of people when the 2025 NFL draft came to town, and how that would affect the normal operations of disaster relief in the area.
What ended up taking form was a lot of different partners that were brought to the table for this one event. And we talk a lot about public safety because, of course, those are the ones in front of everything, right? It starts with, ends with life safety. But there's so many other players that come into focus when you have an event like this size that needs this much coordination. So what our office was able to do when I helped lead as part of the public safety planning team was to get all the other external stakeholders involved, such as the Red Cross is one of our biggest partners in this, in terms of, hey, you know, we don't have any hotel space where usually we put all these people, get them a hotel voucher or something. They're all full. So where do you put them? So we need shelters stood up ahead. We need to pre-think these things ahead of time and think down the line of what could happen and what are the ripple effects that could come from an event like this. And what resources are already drained that we would normally be able to pull from, but now we can't because of this event that's going on. And so How do you then think 2, 3, 4 steps ahead? And so that's really what we did in the year leading up to this, was just pre-think these things through, bring the right people to the table, make sure the resources were there.
Kane said outside of the NFL draft, Brown County Emergency Management works closely with the Red Cross to help in local disaster relief like fires.
We have ways that are built in so these things to be able to happen organically and naturally. Really, we would more get involved if we had something that was maybe rural, the fire department didn't have the staff to be able to handle it, or it's maybe an apartment complex or a senior complex. There was some other issue that created some hardships that was beyond just a normal, maybe there's some access functional needs folks, or we just need some extra help and support, or maybe it's a longer term deal, and so we have to maybe help out that way. But I would say, you know, a couple times a year at least, we're usually, my office will get a phone call and, hey, what do you think? And we start having conversations and we start talking to our partners at the county. Mm-hmm. What can we do to help support shelters and operations? Are there pet needs that might need to be there? Beyond that, okay, now they've got a shelter, they've got a place to go. We've had one time where we had to stand up a multi-agency resource center, it's called. And so the Red mm-hmm. Cross is pivotal in that, because we try to get all the things that people might have lost in a fire, you know, all your documents and all your, you know, your valuables and things, food. How do we get these people everything back together? How do we recover as quickly as possible, get them back to a new normal, if you will? So we try to bring all the resources to them in a one-stop shop so they're not having to make 15 different trips to different things to make themselves whole. So Red Cross is one of those key partners in that as well.
Our next hero comes from Fond du Lac County. The emergency response hero is the Fond du Lac Fire Rescue Team. Fond du Lac Fire Chief Eric Gerritsen said part of working with the Red Cross is also supporting the Red Cross.
Every year we have a big brat fry that benefits American Red Cross, and we give all the proceeds that we make from that brat fry, which is a one-day event. And we've been very successful because the community supports us, so we have decided to support Red Cross through that.
Gerritsen added that in addition to the yearly brat fry, the fire department also organizes 4 blood drives a year at the fire station.
We know that Red Cross has a very important job. They fill that void of getting blood to people. We know there's a national shortage of that. Also with disaster relief, after the fire relief, smoke detectors, CO detectors, they help, all those programs help, and that all directly affects our department. So we stand behind Red Cross and we try to help them as much as we can.
Now, he says as fire chief, he's in a unique position to be able to see the Red Cross in action.
Sure. Not only disaster when we have big events, like we've had a couple of floods in the city, they have come out with that, but actually every single fire that we have, after the fire, we utilize Red Cross for homing those people so they can get a place to sleep if their house is uninhabitable for the night or even for a couple nights. So we'll call Red Cross. They're always there for us. They're always, they'll give gift cards. They'll put people up in hotels overnight for a few nights if needed. So they're always there for our community. So we thought, let's give back. Let's utilize the community. They come out in full force when we have our brat fry. They support us, and we make a lot of funds for the Red Cross just in that one day for that brat fry.
So Gerritsen says the Fond du Lac Fire Rescue's next brat fry to support the Red Cross will be in May of 2026. He said they try to schedule it to be the first brat fry of the season. The next local hero for the American Red Cross is honored not for her blood donations, although she said she does donate blood regularly to the Red Cross, but rather for her quick thinking and action. Dominique McQueen lives in Green Bay, but she works in Wausau as a public defender, and that's where her story of being the Good Samaritan hero for 2025 starts, in the Marathon County Courthouse.
Well, I was in court one day, and there was a gentleman in the gallery, and we thought at first he was sleeping. He was kind of making some snoring noises, and the judge thought he was sleeping. The judge banged his gavel, and the DA was like, "I don't think he's okay." She's like, "Can I go approach him?" And then she did, and she's like, "I don't think he's okay. We need to call 911." So I jumped up and asked her to help me get him down to the floor, and I performed CPR on him until court security could get there.
To put it bluntly, Dominique McQueen, through fast thinking and knowledge of CPR, saved the man's life.
At a previous job, I got CPR certified, so that's how I knew how to do that. It was terrifying, and I still don't know how I did it. I just acted, and afterwards, I'm pretty sure I was in shock for just a couple hours after that. So
McQueen advises everyone to take a course in CPR.
I would ask everybody that is able to get CPR certified, because honestly, it's something you hope you never have to use, but if you're ever in that situation, you want to be able to do it.
The final group of local heroes for the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross are the youth and young adult heroes for 2025. They are the students at Oshkosh North Communities Program in Oshkosh. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students were discussing current events, specifically the wildfires that devastated much of California. The students wanted to help, so they held a Cutest Pets fundraiser. That event raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to help the victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise that money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness, and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go, and we wanted to hit when, you know, it was still on the headlines. And then we reached out to the American Red Cross here in, you know, Northeast Wisconsin. And the next thing you know, we had Rebecca, you know, the president, coming in and meeting with us, and away we went with it.
Lieb added that helping the Red Cross was a way to also show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot, I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then, because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's, our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross itself could be considered a hero. It shelters, feeds, and provides comfort to victims of disasters, supplies about 40% of the nation's blood, teaches skills that saves lives, distributes international humanitarian aid, and supports veterans, military members, and their families. The Red Cross is a nonprofit organization, and it depends upon volunteers and the generosity of the American public to deliver its mission. For more information, visit redcross.org, or you can follow them on social media. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsin senator wants all members of the National Guard to have free health care. Joanne Krulotz explains.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Health Care for Our Troops Act legislation to provide premium free medical insurance coverage for all members of the National Guard and Reserve. 16% of Reserve and National Guard members, roughly 130,000 men and women who have volunteered to serve our country, do not have private health insurance. The Health Care for Our Troops Act would provide premium free, zero cost sharing medical coverage for selected Reserve members eligible for TRICARE Reserve Select and address financial barriers to seeking mental health care. In addition to providing health insurance, the legislation would provide service members with the option to complete annual medical readiness requirements with their preferred civilian provider, giving commanders back valuable training days and saving over $162 million annually in contracted medical assessments. The legislation would also create an incentive for employers to hire Guard and Reserve members by lessening demand for employer-sponsored health care plans. The legislation is supported by National Guard Association of the United States, Wisconsin National Guard Association, Wisconsin National Guard Enlisted Association, and Reserve Organization of America.
Coming up, singer-songwriter Deandra Marie. But first, a question for you. Who do you consider a hero? A survey for Psychological Review shows the largest number of those responding, 28%, call a family member their personal hero and say it's thanks to an inner quality like courage, honesty, and strength. This is New Wisco Weekend.
Hey, it's Amanda with another New Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today, head to WISS.FM and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
Always a good time when you step in at Uga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Today from noon to 11 p.m., it's Oktoberfest at the brewery, featuring the ceremonial tapping of Oktoberfest Marzen, live music with the Zyphel Brothers and Gary Beal Band, brats from Blue Line Club, pretzels from Uga Brewing, pizza by Leroy's Meats, food trucks, and more. Put on your lederhosen, grab your friends, and head over to Uga Brewing Company, 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown. Prost!
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now on New Wisco Weekend, our music segment.
The very talented Deandra Marie is here, and she is based out of Northeast Wisconsin. How are you? What is new? Catch us up in the world of Deandra Marie.
Things kind of slowed down for a bit, you know, because I work full-time, and so this is kind of like a part-time thing for me, but I obviously enjoy it. Just been busy. I did a couple events this summer since I've seen you, like a couple national anthems. I actually sang out at the Timber Rattlers Stadium.
Really? Nice. Yeah. How did that go?
Really, really well. It was fun.
Is that an intimidating song to sing because, you know, everybody knows it so well, and there have been like legendary mess-ups of it on national TV.
Yeah.
Is it intimidating singing the national anthem?
I think it can be. Yeah. I think like anything, it's kind of a mindset.
Okay.
Personally, I think sharing my own music is a little scarier because it's more vulnerable and personal. So a lot of times in my mind, I'm like, people aren't here to see me. They're here to see like the football game or the baseball game, okay. Right? So I don't know. Maybe I have a different mindset. I haven't messed it up yet. So let's knock on wood.
Well, if you want, if we have time, you can sing the national anthem. Gosh. No one's ever closed the show that way before. Just
third
think about
time's
it.
A charm. I mean, I'm making a statement here tonight.
You've when you've performed on this show in the past, some of your songs are very personal. And it's interesting that you say you're more intimidated singing those. I mean, when you perform, are you ever like, I don't want to go there tonight. I don't feel like opening up to people, but you have to. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great question. And it's... I do feel like that, Pete. Like, it's scary. Like, it's very vulnerable because you're exposing, like, you're opening yourself up to rejection, right? You're exposing, like, okay, these are parts of my heart. They're parts of my story. And to me, that's scarier than singing the national anthem because it's just the national anthem, even though it's not just the national anthem, but it is.
Right. So what are you going to play for us tonight?
I'm going to play a song I wrote called Scary Close.
All right. Here's Deandra Marie singing Scary Close.
Changing every day feels like my world is shaking, giving pieces of my heart away. But you continue to pursue me, reminding me you knew me before, and you love me and you choose me. Oh, this intimacy that I long for so familiar. Feel you breathing, your heart beating. I want more. Can you take me there? Only I prepare.
What's your most popular song, would you say? And where can people find your music, Deandra?
I don't know what my most popular song is because I'm still kind of starting out.
Okay.
I get a lot of feedback from Moving Forward from that song,
right,
and from Scary Close. But yeah, all my music is streamable on Spotify,
iTunes, okay,
YouTube,
okay,
Amazon Music, things like that.
We have a few more minutes with our guest, Deandra Marie. We did establish that that is Deandra's mother, who was on the stream. She said, "We like you, Pete, but we love Deandra Marie, mom and dad." Okay. I'll take a like from somebody else's parents. They've been here. I feel like we're kind of friends, though. They've been here a couple times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You've met more than once. Now you're friends.
So. All right. So I guess it's nice to hear from you, Julie. But, you know, you don't have to wait till Deandra Marie's on the show to text us. I'm just saying, putting it out there. We have about a couple minutes left. So what's the next step for you? You said you're just starting out.
Yeah. I mean, next steps are just looking for more opportunities. And yeah, they come with exposure, right? And
absolutely,
people often invite me to different events if it's like a wedding, or I just got invited to do a some music at a big event for like suicide awareness this fall,
wow,
which will be really special. You know, that's a heavy topic, and I'm happy to get involved with something like that. So
how do you approach a gig like that? Because it's such a touchy topic.
Yeah.
I mean
it is touchy, right? But like, for me, it's an honor because, like, those are things that are close and near to my heart.
Yeah,
and
right.
Since I write about personal things, you know,
keep
I can
it
be
safe
flexible
for the most part,
keep
right?
It safe.
I mean, seriously, that is, I don't envy you. That sounds like it would be a tough gig.
Deandra, it can't be any tougher than being on the show here. So,
listen, you crushed it. What do you want? You want a studio audience next time?
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of New Wisco Weekend, your look at being a hero. New Wisco Weekend is written by Terry Barr, produced and directed by Lisa Hale, with features from Brittany Merlot, Pete Schwaba, and commentator Amanda Nimmer. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale. Be unstoppable.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The man suspected of killing Charlie Kirk in Utah Wednesday is due in court Tuesday. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has more on the little authorities have learned about the 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.
Social media appears to show his family enjoyed hunting. He comes from a Mormon middle-class family. His mother, a social worker. His father owned a kitchen countertop business.
President Trump's held off on issuing harsher sanctions on Russia, but he now says in a statement he's ready to do so if NATO countries do the same and agree to stop buying Russian oil. The Department of Homeland Security says an ICE agent was dragged by a vehicle by a man who was trying to escape a stop in Chicago Friday. The driver of the car, authorities say, was in the country illegally, was shot and killed. The agent's in stable condition. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is traveling to Israel, where the latest round of strikes in Gaza killed more than 30 people, including 12 children. This is ABC News.